to stay independent. We don't need legislation or anybody changing where we're at.
I need app-based gig work, and I need to stay independent in order to have a livable wage and work-life balance.
Being an independent contractor allowed me to work the hours that best suits the needs for my family.
This economy allows me to pick up my phone, take some orders, and make over six figures a year to do it.
I'm not worried about all the things that, you know, the higher-ups want or my boss wants. It's 100% me. And I can do all the things that I want to do.
I am a single mom of two boys. I need to have the flexibility to provide for them financially, but to also be home when they need me to.
I use the gig app to help supplement my income as I help take care of my elderly mother.
Being able to work the different gig apps on my time as an independent contractor helps me give an advantage to my children for school activities and other things that my W-2 doesn't quite cover.
Please do not make me an employee. That is just not enough.
Being a W-2 employee is not going to cut it for me.
The freedom and independence of it to be able to turn on the apps, shut them off anytime I want. I don't want that to be taken away.
Let's stay independent, let's not change it, and let's keep it where it's at.
Protect our freedoms, protect our rights. Keep us independent contractors.
What's up, everybody? Glad to see everybody here. Let me welcome this amazing panel first. Kim, Side Money Plans. Got at Gig Work Mama. And Yost Malone. That way. And yeah. So to Yost and Cheyenne, thank you for holding down the fort last week. I know Kim and I were both gone. Kim had a birthday and I was gone. So we're back. And you guys, I did watch it. You guys, it was a fun episode. I didn't know where Gary was going when I was first started watching it. And then I was like, oh no. Cause like, I just knew without me there, he could like plug away at me. And I was like, oh, shit. So,
it was good. It was a good show.
What's up, everybody? How you doing? Say hi to chat here real quick. What's up, Traveler? What's up, Thomas? Hey, yup. How you doing? And Gagan and Gil and Mike and Ellen and Porky 90 and Xander and Red and Woo Athletics and Christopher Taylor. You guys, we're just getting going. So actually we've been going for 12 minutes. So if you're just coming in, you're late. No, just kidding. I asked Kim when we were starting, and I guess I kind of want all of your help because Kim probably has a good grasp on this, but I think that it would be helpful to get your guys's input too. I want to get together a list of all the different things that DoorDash does in every market, like, you know, in Kim's market, like, well, Kim will, you know, like, she'll say, I don't have that in my market. Or somebody might say, I don't have that in my market, but it's coming next week. Or somebody says this, but yet they still have tier levels and all this. It's like, I want to get a list of all the different things that DoorDash is doing in all the markets and make a real pretty picture and put it up and show everybody that this is the control factors they use on you. Because that's what I'm calling them now, are control factors. I just want to, even if it's not in your market, I want to show you how many different ones there are. Because in this country, there's a lot. I don't know what you have in Canada, Cheyenne, but here there's a lot. There's a lot of control factors, tier levels, this, that, the other, that really amplify employment.
But the thing is, this is kind of tricky because they have hidden programs that we don't even know about that Yost might have that he might think is normal, but I might not have it and I might think it's normal because I don't even know about it. Because every time like I see an update and I put it out to there to the YouTube world, it's like brand new to me, but someone's like, oh, it's been in my market for like 2 months already, or like so on and so forth. So like they're doing different things in different parts of the country that I
that's why I want the list.
But it's almost
right,
going
to be because we'll learn. We'll go, wait, what is that? Yost, exactly. Yost might say something like, hey, in my market, we have this. We might go, where'd that come from? I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, they're doing too much. I mean,
the other apps, if we did a list of all, like we did this in Uber Eats and stuff, Uber Eats would not look like DoorDash's.
I don't know about
DoorDash. I don't think so. It varies some, but not like, I mean, I think the DoorDash list would be ridiculous with factors from different states. And I mean, we can do both. Let's do both. I mean, let's do both. Let's compare them. Let's see how many Uber Eats are doing. Let's see how many DoorDash are doing.
How many hours do you have tonight?
Let's come up with a list. Let's all come up with lists before next week. And I'll compile them, make an image that we can put up on screen and talk about.
All right.
You know, I mean, that goes for chat too. That's what I guess I'm getting at. Like, hey, Larry, what's up? I'm like, you know, Larry's in Bowling Green, Kentucky. I don't know what's going on in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Yeah.
And I know he does more rideshare, but he could probably figure out for us what's going on in that market, you know? I don't know. I'd like to start getting that together because we did have the DOL rule change on Monday, which is a big, big deal, you guys. If you didn't see, I did a live with Karen Anderson. It's really good. Kept it to just over an hour. Go check it out. We did it Monday. And we went over some things. Like, they're already, just so you know, there was already an elimination of an independent contractor field gone. So in Massachusetts and Kim's state of New Jersey, they killed off freelancer school teachers. So if you're an independent contractor, freelancer, school tutor, you now cannot do that work in Massachusetts or New Jersey. Unless you're a W-2.
Don't you feel like we need educators, isn't it an essential job, so to speak, like having educators?
I already thought the teaching profession was so beat down. Why would you beat it down more?
Exactly. Like, wouldn't you want more teachers?
My wife's a teacher, and they can't find people at all.
Exactly.
It's awful.
I mean, Yost, you know this since your wife is one. Like, okay, so teachers do not get paid if you guys don't know that. They don't get, I mean, they should be paid much more.
Oh, absolutely. They do a lot of work outside the classroom. It's crazy.
So I'm guessing that your wife, like most of the people I know, because I have family members and stuff too who are teachers as well, they went into that because of their passion for teaching. It had nothing to do with money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this is something they love. And, you know, I guess there's that saying that if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. Bullshit. Like, you can love what you do and you still better get paid correctly.
Exactly.
And it's not proper pay what they do for teachers. I think we can all agree on that. I'm not trying to be like political but we all can agree teachers are not paid correctly.
Oh, yeah, no. Absolutely.
They never have. Like, what they do for the youth of America, hats off to them, because I would not be that person. Like, even when I, you know, think about my daughter's teachers and how much they do, like, I give them mad kudos because they don't get paid enough.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, starting teacher salaries, man, it was like 30,000 here in Missouri. They just raised up to like 45 a couple of years ago. And wow. That's just starting out.
That's just, to me, that's with the increase of the cost of living, that's a joke.
Exactly.
Because that means if you're not married, you're going to be lucky to live in an efficiency apartment.
Yeah.
I don't even think you can get Jersey with that amount.
Well, I'm saying, and I know like in Kansas City, you might be able to get an efficiency for under $1,000. I don't know.
Yeah. A month. And then the biggest thing with them, this is just I can only speak for my wife, but most districts around here in Missouri, you have to get your master's and get more hours of education to go up the scale. So it's kind of like you have to pay more to get more money.
Yeah. And so, you know, Larry's saying his wife is one as well. I know Delivering with Ellen is in here. She's a teacher, and I know she's actually been through some things where she actually lost a job. Like, just a lot has happened. And I guess my point is they're having enough trouble bringing them in. Why the hell are you going to make things more hard for them?
That doesn't make
you know, like, sense. I mean, like now is, it's, I mean, you know, your wife would probably attest to this, that now would be like the worst time to become a teacher. Yet it's the most that it's ever been needed.
Well, it's highest demand, but it's awful.
Yeah.
No, but financial reasons why. Like, why would you become a teacher? Because now you have all these student loans. Yost, to your point, you now have to become like a master's in order to make money in education, which means now you have two times the student loans, but yet the salary doesn't meet the student loans that you have to pay back. And then you're indebted for the rest of your life. Like, what's the incentive of becoming a teacher?
I think the only incentive is they know teachers love and are passionate about being teachers. And but I just question, where is that limit? Like, there's going to be a line where even the passionate ones are like, dude, no. You know, no. If I mean, what about when, like, what about when 45,000 doesn't become 50, 60,000, like the entry level that Yost is talking about, and you can't live on it? I mean, if you're a full-time teacher and you can't live on that alone, because I also know, like, I don't think there's a teacher in the world who will say the 40 hours a week they're putting in at school, most teachers I know, doesn't even matter what grade it is, they're putting in that at home too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. It doesn't end when they leave the school.
Work-life balance, yes, absolutely. Then they have, like, different programs after school that they have to attend as well. And, you know,
I mean, I have family. I have a cousin who's a teacher, and she, like, she doesn't even, the teaching supplies aren't even covered. Like, she has to go, she goes and buys it out of her pocket.
Yep. Absolutely.
The supplies her students will need, or that she wants them to have. So
my wife just bought some puzzles today for $5, but I mean, it's a testament. They have to buy their own stuff.
Yeah, but you go to other countries, like if you go to like the Netherlands and stuff, they have every single thing. If you want something, you just ask them, they get it for you.
Well, that's because they value education. It's very different. Like over here, in Canada, US, whatever, we say we value education, but obviously we don't, because look at what the teachers are being paid and they're not being taken care of. Like there was just a strike here with the teachers because they weren't being paid enough. And you see like these big corporations or whatever that are making so much money, but yet teachers can't even be able to afford their monthly rent or whatever. Like it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, again, that is always how it's been. I just feel like now it's like the Yost is saying, like, teachers are needed everywhere. You know, I mean, I think during the pandemic, we saw a lot leaving, and there were a lot of newbie there, at least here in Colorado, there were like a lot of new teachers who were like their first year and they were quitting already. They're like, I'm done. And so there was like this, the natural onboarding kind of ended. And then even some of the veterans were like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And so it just got so ugly that, I mean, now what kind of state is it in? And it's, I feel like now they'll even take people who aren't even trained properly.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just almost getting a body in the classroom.
That's
all they need.
Yeah. Like, hey, do you want to teach math? I don't know math. Well, can you just stand there? Sure. You know, like, okay, well, no, what, I don't know. Luckily for me, Max is graduating this year, because even his school is, you know, it's, I mean, it's been in, it goes in lockdown all the time. It's, there's so many different things that happened at his high school. There's 4,000 students at his high school.
Wow. That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. I mean, my high school was like a total, I went to high school in Michigan, and it was like a total of like 1500 for all four grades. His is like 4,000.
Wow. That's a lot.
That school looks like a college campus, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like a little, and it is. There's four buildings.
My graduating class was 289.
I was like 300.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean, if there's this many kids, where are they, you know, where are they getting taught and stuff? I don't know. If you guys know, who Aaron Uberlift, I think it's Uberlift Phoenix. I hope I'm getting that right. He dropped a video this week that if you're a Spark worker, you should go check out. Because I watched it, and he got carded for picking up Spark. And I love this from Walmart to try and, he thinks it's to try and cut down on the illegals. And to be honest, like, it won't work.
There's too many back-ended stuff happening in Walmart Spark. Even if they show valid ID,
you mean like the bots and things like that?
Yeah, like not only bots, but a lot of stuff is happening like the back end of Spark that they would have to instill it in every single Walmart. And there's rumors going around that there's some inside stuff happening in some of these Walmarts. So I honestly, I don't think that's they need a whole, honestly, overall of the whole entire app. They almost need to even shut it down and get away with it, or shut it down and restart it. It's a hot mess right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
And here they're doing the phone swapping thing, where one person comes, gives the other person a phone. They go shop that order. They take the other order that's been shopped. Yeah. They go deliver it, bring the other phone back.
Yeah.
Get the other phone, pick it up. And it's just a constant system of two people working constantly. So I don't know. It's pretty disgusting to me, to be honest. Like, it seems like something you could shut down on. And these are those things where I'm like, it doesn't take a brain surgeon to find a way to shut this down. They're just not doing it.
But they're not doing it because they're getting stuff delivered. That's the whole thing. Yeah, right. Like, they can honestly care less because things are getting delivered. They don't care how it's getting delivered. Walmart doesn't and care cheaply. About it. So cheaply, like,
We knew Walmart Pay would drop, but wow, is it low. Like, Dashing Grandpa was telling me, like, how bad it's gotten in his market.
Yeah.
Like, three stacks for, like, $8.
Yep, and people are taking those. And you're like, what are you doing?
Oh, well, I think it's because of this, though. I think it's because of the same thing. It's because of these, you know, the overset, the fact that people are taking them.
Just I'm just going to say one thing about Spark. If you're working Walmart Spark, please just be careful. Like, they have so many cloning devices. They have jammers. They have everything that they can to steal your information, steal your accounts, steal your social security numbers. Like, they're hacking. They're doing everything they can to win and to dominate the app. So only thing I'm going to say is be careful if you're working Walmart Spark. Like, put your phones in your pockets. Like, just hold yourself, hold your information secure. That's the only thing I'm going to say.
How are they getting your information unless you're like
into Walmart?
And Walmart it's like, Spark. It's support. Okay. See, to me, that's something that's something Walmart, I would think, even if they don't put it out there publicly, they should care about a lot. Because it's not just the Spark drivers. They should care they're getting hacked. You know? I don't know. You know? Yeah, I mean, Brian's saying it here, you know, Get Geezer says these people are thirsty. Every time I have him on, you know, we use that term, thirsty. When he comes on Last Mile, he's always like, people are so thirsty, because we'll talk about, you know, the worst Last Mile apps, which Bungie's the one. I mean, it's just Bungie has no offers that either of us would take.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, most of the Bungie ones are two people required.
Oh.
It's like moving sofas and crap.
Cards and Cribs spoke about Bungie a few times.
Yeah,
you did.
It's maybe the worst paying app. It's definitely worse than Roadie. And so, like, I'll just leave it. Oh my gosh.
Have y'all done Roadie? I've never done one Roadie. They're so bad.
I've done maybe one, maybe two. Like, one when I first got the app just to test the waters, and maybe one after that.
It's like a bidding
system. Really not in my market.
But it's exactly, Yost, but it's not. It's like here's the offer. And it's like, okay, well, do you want it? And so you're thinking, like, every other app, and you're like, okay. And then it goes into, like, okay, he wants it. And then you got to wait and see if you actually got it for that low bid anyway. But it's not like you're bidding. It's like you're saying, yes, I'll take that crappy offer. And then they're like, hold on, let's see if we really want to give this to you, or if we're going to give it to somebody else. Like, okay, well, it's already crap. Like, the only thing I can say about Roadie that I ever use it for anymore, the only reason I even turned it on, is because the pharmacy deliveries can be a filler for me with Curry. So every once in a while, and it's not even a daily or even a weekly, but every once in a while I'll see something that makes sense. Like, okay, it's going 2 miles. It's $11. I'll grab this pharmacy one. But other than that, I won't touch them, you know, cause they're, I mean, like, even like, Gigan had said, thank you, Christopher Taylor. Awesome. Appreciate you. But yeah, Gigan sent me from Minneapolis. He sent me a screenshot of a Sherman Williams, which normally is on Curry for good pay, and it was like a third of the pay on Roadie. And that's because each Sherman Williams is run by the manager. On how, like, even the best Sherman Williams that Tony and I, Driven Dad and I, use here in Denver, like, they use Dispatch, Freight, Curry. You know, they use all of them a little bit. They spread it out a little bit, but, like, the ones we know have stepped away from Roadie. It's that bad. And speaking of that too, I did want to ask. So everybody in the chat, I want this answer from you guys as well, but I want to know what you guys think too. I think you all know that, like, I'm all for just give me all the transparency. And so I already know my answer, but I'll put it out there bluntly. Is full transparency, is that enough? If there's no AR, is that enough to be for us to be happy? Like, if they're saying, here's the pickup, here's the drop off, here's the total pay. But if there's no acceptance rating.
Wait, are they showing?
If there's no metric that can hurt
total pay or still hidden tips?
Total pay.
No. Complete transparency. Total, even if it's a crappy order, total pay. Total miles, pickup, drop off. I mean, like, I've always fought for that. If they do that, then I'm fine with the app.
Yeah.
Like, I might not work it, but if they're doing that and there's no harm to me not taking them, I'm fine.
You're not going to like what I'm going to have to say, Steve, but
go for it.
It's Instacart.
I know. I was good. No, I actually had that to add in. I was going to say, you know how much I hate them. And Instacart is transparent. In my market, they're transparent, but do I ever take them? No, because they're horrible.
Yeah,
but I'm asking, is that enough? Like, I still have the Instacart app.
That's also Skip in my area. Complete transparency, and I see everything. But there is an AR.
Well, if you talk full transparent, but there is an AR, it's going to say Grubhub, but they have ARs and they're very big about ARs. But if you can get a Grubhub order, if you're not a Premier driver, then yay.
You know, I mean, like, I know. So here's Thomas. Here's Thomas saying it. Instacart has been stepping up for me. And I know, Kim, you've been, you know, you've had a little luck. And
I'm platinum, baby.
Ooh, look at you.
Know.
How about that customer said you didn't get their order?
Wait, all of a sudden it doesn't seem transparent now to me if there's a platinum level. Because I'm not platinum, so it's not transparent. So they're not true independent contractors.
No, but platinum level is just based off of how many orders you take.
Yeah.
That's it. It's not
so there's a perk to being an independent contractor, which there can't be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
you can't assign a perk to somebody for doing a lot of something. That's not
it. Just means you get priority, like you see the batches, not platinum, but
so again, not transparent. So, like, to me,
it's transparent because they're upfront with you, though. Like, they're telling you this is exactly what happens if you get to this, if you complete this amount of
orders. But under your saying that there's platinum offers that are going out to platinum people that I wouldn't see, even based on my location,
yeah, I wouldn't see,
even if I'm sitting right at the store.
Yeah.
Somebody a mile away who's platinum might see it.
Yes.
But I won't see it, so therefore they're not being transparent.
Sure.
I mean, I'm just pointing out that's how detailed we have to get when we say transparent. Because I always say that if it's fully delivered shows you the order total, $3,000. You know, on that you should be paid. I mean, if you don't know, guys, you should be paid around 10%. I mean, that's going to be a lot of work. So $3,000, at least $300. You know, I don't know. I mean, maybe you guys have different percentages, but you should know, you shouldn't see like $100, $150 offer and go, I'll take that because that looks great. And then find out it's $3,000 worth of food.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, like that's part of really going above and beyond with full. I don't know if there's ways delivered isn't. I'm just pointing out that's one way that they are where a lot of other apps don't do that.
I don't know, like just with the talking about DoorDash, it feels fully transparent. I know, but I doubt they're hiding hiding tips on $3 orders, just to be 100% honest. But I mean, some of those orders, I'm sure we've seen some crazy hidden tips. You're like, they could have showed me this, I would have took it anyway. So I don't know. I think
DoorDash is the exception. I think DoorDash, you know, I think DoorDash will never go to it because they have so many Dashers. And it's just until there's legislation or until we see some of this IC stuff play out. And again, for the DOL rule change stuff, we'll wrap that into some. I'll get all the information I can to wrap into something short next week. But again, go watch the Karen Anderson thing if you really want to learn about it and what's happened, because I think we hit on everything. There was like one thing after this thing, after we were done, where I was like, that was great. We hit on everything except for, and I had listed one thing, but we had like 11 we wanted to get through and we hit like 15 points. So we covered more than everything. So I would say go watch that if you haven't seen it.
I got a question. If Phil's fully transparent, would people still take those $3 orders?
There are some people that would.
Yeah.
I think whatever order you, sadly, I'm going to give you an answer that nobody's going to, I think a dollar orders people take.
Honestly, because there's some people that take the orders right now knowing that it's not going to go up. So they're definitely going to take it. They might get some people that, you know, don't really understand the logistics behind it. And they're going to be like, oh, maybe it will go up, and it never does. So then they'll say, oh, okay, I'm never going to take these. But there's still people that are going to take those no-tip orders for sure.
Thomas says Instacart isn't the worst anymore. But so you're saying DoorDash is. I know you're, you didn't say Instacart
was never bad.
Huh?
Maybe in Canada is better.
I liked Instacart. Well, I still like it, but whatever.
Well,
I'm seeing the value in Instacart. Let's put it that way. I'm not saying.
I mean, again, guys, I still have it on my phone. I can't believe I do. I've done like, you know, 10, 3 years. Like, it's like my worst stat app ever, you know? But I did see that Ash in Canada, Dash with Ash, like threw Instacart under the bus the other day, too. She's like, I'm done. Well,
she hasn't been with Instacart since they came out with the new TOS, because they came out with the new TOS where now, like, let's say content creators, we can't share screenshots anymore and all that kind of stuff. And she was like, well, I'm not going to sign that because I'm a content creator. So she hasn't been with Instacart in months.
Oh, because but she dropped a couple videos last week, though, where she's like, enough, I'm done. And then I posted a screenshot where, and I wasn't kidding either. A lot of people were like thinking like, God, that's bad. And I think they thought it was a joke, like a joke post. I wasn't kidding. It was the best offer I've seen all year when I said that. But sadly, it was no tip, but it was like $11.99 for 44 units. And I know you're all going to laugh, but that's the best I've seen. But it was for 0.8 miles. That's why I said best offer I've seen.
It's horrible.
True.
I know it is. But,
oh my God.
I mean, but I'm telling you, you should see the door. Normally they're like upward of 100 items and or units. Well, many items doesn't matter, but units. And, you know, you're taking it, you know, 4 to 5 miles, and it's like $8 without a tip, or $7. Wow. If there's ever a tip on an Instacart order I see, it's because it's stacked with one that didn't have a tip.
Oh yeah, they're really? Good about that. Oh yeah, they're good about that.
Yeah,
that's the only time you see tips.
So like, if Cheyenne, if you tip really good and Yoast tipped me nothing or went into the app and tipped Yoast, nothing,
how dare you?
They would just put the two together and make it seem like I'm getting this really weak tip from both of you.
So you've never seen, let's say, like an Instacart single order with a tip on it.
No, I'm not even saying. Oh, good, no, I have, but they're horrible though. I mean, I don't see anything good. I don't see any of those like Kim and even like Long Island Dash Experience. Those guys see like a lot of $40, $50 ones. And so I always send my screenshots to Lou, and he always is like, dude, you literally live in the worst Instacart market there is.
Yeah. Yeah. They have some good ones.
Yeah. Right now I'm trying to do all the small little tiny ones because I don't think I'm going to make it. I have what now 16 days to get 90 batches to get diamond.
See, now you got me thinking. You were talking about Instacart being transparent. Now you got me thinking, well, they're not. Because, I mean, maybe that's what's happening here. Maybe everybody's diamond and silver and platinum or whatever. You know, I'm just like the aluminum trash at the bottom.
I mean, they're showing, but I mean,
I'm the cart with the broken wheel.
You know, the only cart left that doesn't go through all the way.
So
you're the cart that nobody wants.
Right. Exactly, because it's going to all these other people first. It's like, so yeah, I've got the app open. I just don't see anything good. There was an article that I did have to say this because I found it pretty funny. It actually associated all the states and their reputations with what people order. So here's what it said about Colorado. It said, I don't know about you, but I associate Colorado with a hazy cloud of weed smoke, which is funny finding that out that it's a leader in having dry mouth relief products and frozen burritos.
What?
This is a Newsweek article that has something to say about every
That's
state.
That's funny.
What?
Hey, frozen burritos be hitting, man.
Ew. That's the only thing I can say.
That just sounds disgusting.
I mean, yeah, but they're just doing. I mean, that could just be the most random thing. Like, who knows that they just had to go through all these products and go, okay, who does the most dry mouth? Oh, it's Colorado, and then they just said, oh, it's so.
Do you have New Jersey in there? I'm just curious.
I didn't see it actually. Like, so I don't know. I mean, there you had to link to an external site from the article because it only had Nevada, Michigan. Colorado, it had like five in there, and then you could link to an external too. I think it had some of the Canadian ones too. Hmm. In fact, I think it had your provinces, not like each city. But
I see.
Yeah. What I will say is that I'll just hit on this real quick, you guys, because it relates to us, but at the same time, I think it's also funny because they're talking about the EU, the European Union. The European Union countries finally reached a compromise on all this crap going on with how to treat employees and gig workers and whatnot. And what they ended up deciding was that each country can now take it to court and decide for its own. So I'm like, wait, didn't you Brexit and become the EU and now you're going to Brexit? You're going to break apart again? So I'm kind of laughing at that a little bit because I'm like, you needed to come together. And now when it comes to decisions, you're like, let's just do them independently. All right. That makes no sense. But yeah, so it's funny because in here too, it says that the EU commissioner is like, this is a major step forward. And then so I'm like going, okay, well, what are the gig companies saying? So it says a statement by Uber said the decision would, quote unquote, maintain the status quo today with platform workers' status continuing to be decided country to country and court to court, and would also allow workers to maintain independence while receiving employment protection. So I'm like, you guys, wait, the EU commissioner and Uber both call it a win?
Hmm.
How's that?
Interesting.
I don't know. I sometimes some of this stuff is just like, you know, it just made me realize, like, you know, we are going through a lot right now. I do know that with these apps. And there was and then another thing I wanted to, I'm only bringing this up because Kim will remember this. Remember when all those orders in LA were going to all kinds of addresses?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So now there's this Arlington couple that were getting these orders every morning at 11:20 a.m. that they weren't ordering. And they actually called the police.
Good for them.
Really? Why would you call the police?
Why the wouldn't police? You?
Come on.
I mean, because, I mean, free food showing up. I don't know.
But wouldn't you get sick of it morning after morning after morning? Especially, I don't know what they're, but like, say you're a mom and you just had a baby and every single morning your doorbell's ringing at 11 a.m. I would kill somebody.
Is it from the same company?
Is it
from, like, then I would
oh yeah, yeah. It's everyone is from Uber Eats.
Yeah, but I mean the same restaurant.
Oh no. So it was McDonald's for 3 days and then they called when it turned into Taco Bell.
It's a
oh my
scam.
Gosh.
Which I also it's found funny. Those... Like, you didn't call the cops until it was Taco Bell. You were cool with McDonald's.
They're like, yeah, I don't want
it. As soon as it was Taco Bell, you're like, that's it, I'm calling 911. Like I have a stalker. Well, didn't you have him with the no, not when it was McDonald's.
But what kind of scam is it though, Kim? Like you say that it's a scam.
It's
one
of those scams. I think, and I have nothing to base this on. It's just what I think and what I know what's going on in the DoorDash Uber Eats world. I think people are using people's addresses, like say they're ordering the packets of ketchup or the sauces and they're delivering it to this customer's house, but they're trying to cancel the order in order to get the person's the driver's information and then hack into their account. It's like the same scam. It's just that now that they're just using this one customer's address to do the delivery. And if the driver is not falling for it, they're still delivering it because they're like, I'm not giving you my account information, and they're still delivering and it's still getting paid. And so it's a scam.
I get it.
What is ghost cars? What the hell's that mean?
There's something about a VIN number?
Isn't that called stolen?
You scratched off the VIN number, make a new one.
It's called the Walmart scammers.
I just had never heard the term ghost car in my life.
Yeah, there's like people that will... they like double sell a car or something, and like they'll take the VIN. It's weird. There's a whole thing about it. Like double selling cars, it's bad.
Yeah, Chris, that's the only downside of when we do the multi-stream. That's it. If it wasn't for that, it would be like, this is a much easier thing to... if somehow ever, all these appeared like we see them, because when we're live, we see all the chats come in. But, you know, it's...
yeah, it is kind of weird because I can't even, like, I can't read. If I reply, I reply to, like, everybody's chat underneath them. Like, say, like, right now, I say, hi, Christopher. It'll go through you as hi, Christopher. It'll go through Cheyenne as hi, Christopher. Like, it'll go through everybody as hi, Christopher. Like, I can only...
right, and if we're not addressing it, then people in other chats are going, what does that mean? I don't know.
Yeah,
that
doesn't make... I can only, sense. Like, yeah. Chat in my chat right now and actually be me. It's kind of weird.
Yeah,
that's because you're...
Did we lose you, Chris, because he was confused?
You're connected directly to the stream, Kim. So, like, you're one of the people that can post for Steve, so that's why. But, like, if I comment, it goes straight in my chat.
Like, right now, this is going to be fun. So, if I say, hi, everyone. Watch, it's going to go to everybody. So,
what is this? Walmart employees are part of the scam.
Oh, wait, now it just sent to mine. Hold on. That was a bad example. Hold on. Hi.
I'm just proved it does work. So.
You think it's weird.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's because you're... so in StreamYard, you see how you can pull up comments?
Yeah.
And I can't? So you're like Steve.
I know.
If you guys have ever watched Rideshare Garage with Vinny Coos, like he uses a different platform than StreamYard, and so off to the side it actually does, like in this live video it would show on the side all of the comments like we're seeing them here. Not sure what program it is, and I'm not sure why StreamYard doesn't allow that.
It's a request that has been made multiple times on their because they do a live every Sunday with the founders. And that's something that a lot of people ask for, to have the comments directly on the screen.
And it would be really good if Instagram can get integrated into the chat too. That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or make any meaning of it. I can't figure out what Instagram does for me. Actually, I can't figure out what Instacart... that comment applies to both. Because I can't figure out what Instagram or Instacart does for me. I don't know.
By the way, I Googled what a ghost car was because I was very confused by that as well. So they say that ghost cars are untraceable by traffic cameras and toll readers due to forged or altered license plates.
Mm. I'm telling you, it's Walmart. So
kind of like,
it's Walmart.
Walmart.
The number's missing and they stole some license plates.
Yep.
That's the thing. That's the thing around here.
Honestly, that's what's happening supposedly at Walmart too. Like they're changing their license plates too. Like it's a whole mess. It's a mess.
Yeah, I think employees are in it. I'm telling you that somebody's in it.
That's what Thomas said too, and I'm wondering what that means.
There are some like people who work.
You think they're being paid like cash under the table to be in on this or something?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
They make a lot of money. Why not?
Oh yeah,
I just don't see. I mean, Walmart's a pretty... Tony the Driven Dad used to work for Walmart, and he was in charge of their security. So I would just think they have a way to monitor all the workers.
Bigger than just an individual store security. Like, it's a Walmart Spark company internal issue.
Right. I'm guessing it has to be the people bringing it out to the cars.
Kind of a whole bunch of things. It's that. It's support. It's a whole bunch of corrupt stuff happening.
I mean, because but the people who come out to your cars, they can. I mean, I know they don't have the almighty power, but they could unassign a badge from you, right?
Yeah, but the bigger problem, yes, though, is the shop and pays. It's not, I mean, yeah, it's happening with the pickups, but the biggest issue is they have all of these devices that grab all the shop and pays, and they're monopolizing all the shop and pays, and you can't ID anybody in shop and pays because you just kind of scan and go at the register and you're out the door. Yeah. So that's the bigger issue. I mean, yeah, it's happening with the pickups, but the bigger issue is the shop and delivers.
I can't even tell you the last time I seen one. Like, I haven't
You've done Spark, right?
Yeah, I do Spark. I still do Spark, and I haven't seen a shop and pay in months. And usually I used to get them regularly. I'm like, it'll be like 10 items for $25. I was getting them right, and then now I haven't seen them at all. And I'm like, what is going on? Like, I would be if I was in the parking lot and say the round robin was done, I would get a shop and pay within that next 5 minutes after the round robin, and I'm not getting anything. And I'm just like, they're monopolizing it crazy. Shop and pays. I was like, good luck. If I find one, it's a miracle. They must have took a break.
If you ever want really good information, like Luis from Delivery TV.
Yeah, I know he's dealing with a lot of that. Actually, I talked to Luis about that.
Extremely knowledgeable. I learned a lot from him when
because he's in Houston and a lot's going on in Houston. Yeah.
So
I mean, that's kind of like once people cross the border illegally, they find their ways to Houston.
Yeah, it's
so he's dealing with a lot of that.
Yeah.
But so here's what Thomas is saying, that employees turn a blind eye to the shop. See, I don't get what does that mean? Like, who cares? What do you mean that they're turning a blind eye to what?
That people are running phones and swapping them. Yeah.
Because obviously, if you're swapping phones, you're not going to be the other phone. You can only be one.
But you can just tell. Like, I can go into my Walmart tomorrow and just look at the groups of people in my shop. Walmart, just doing it. Like, you can pick it out easily. So you can't tell me that employees who work there every single day don't know what's going on, because they do. I can go there in a day and pick it out. Like, they're not stupid.
No, I've even seen some drone footage of things, like some videos on YouTube and whatnot, where they're like, you know, there's a drone above them. They're like, watch. And they kind of break it down. Like, see, watch this scam. So yes, clearly it's very public. I don't know, Yost, in your market, when you have your best Walmart day now, what does it look like?
Well, it's like you have to get up really early on like a Saturday morning where you know it's gonna be busy. Sunday is probably gonna be busier, but it used to be like 7 o'clock in the morning, there would be some orders from overnight, and then it was just all day. Now it's like after 10 o'clock, I think everybody wakes up and you don't see anything until later on. And then Sundays are just always complete. Sundays are usually pretty consistent, but now it's like, I'll be lucky if I see a good curbside order for like $25. Like, I'll be extremely lucky. And I have to be like out at the store waiting. I used to be able to get it from my house, which is like a couple of miles away. And Uber Eats used to do Walmart. Uber Eats, I don't know if you had it up there, Kim, but Uber Eats used to have Walmart deliveries too. I mean, it was like $35 for like 6 miles. So it was crazy orders. And I'm not even seeing those anymore. And I'm like, I was like, they're just taking everything. Like, these scams and these folks, they know what they're doing.
What's up, Roy?
There's real talk.
What's up, GigWise? How you guys doing?
I mean, I'm trying to get on Curry, but you know.
I mean, so just to catch you guys up, so far we've talked about school teachers being underpaid. We've talked about some random stuff, and now we're on to like what the heck's going on with these this scam over at Walmart that seems to be pretty well known. I don't know. But moving into this, I did want to ask, so did you guys see this Uber Eats live? Some of these features I got to wonder about. So like, what is live location sharing? Well, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. The only reason I think we're even talking about it too is because it launched in every market they're in, all 11,000 cities plus across 6 continents, except for Quebec.
Yeah.
Like they won't go to Cheyenne's market.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
But it's,
things are complicated, well, because it's here.
Stupid, dude. I'm looking at it right now. So listen, it says, so here's the gist of it. When a user, so if you do a meet me outside and you're like at a park or something, when it'll, so if I make an order and I say, meet me outside, I'm at a park, I'll be notified when the delivery driver is 3 miles away. And the delivery driver will be notified where I am when I'm 100 meters from the drop-off site that I pinned.
3 minutes away, but yeah.
But so, but I mean, what's the 100 meters? Because what if I drop that pin wrong? That means I'll never get notified. I just walk in circles in this park until I randomly find out I'm at the wrong place.
Yeah, you got a point.
I mean, I just like, why even add this feature? This is just going to get more confusing and cause more headaches.
Well, I think it's so what they say in it, because I actually had a situation like this where someone ordered and they were at a stadium and I was like, okay, I'm here. Where are you? And they're like, I'm on the football field. Okay, let's go over to the football field. And it took forever. So with this, you would have the location of where the customer actually is. Let's say if you're in a big park, you'll know exactly where they are in the park.
So I'm sorry, I missed that. What platform is this?
Uber Eats.
Yeah, no.
It's called live location sharing, Kim. It launched
No. Because this is the reason why I think of myself and I deliver to the beach area. Can you imagine in the summertime someone ordering something on the beach and then I have to go into sand trying to find someone?
Right. And they're not even looking for you. They're just tanning with their sunglasses.
Yeah.
She'll find me.
No. We're the last thing people think about.
I dropped a pin. She'll find me.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not happening.
Here's something. I don't know how if you guys deliver at night, but the no freaking outside lights on, like that gets on my nerves.
Annoying.
Yes. And people's letters are black and they have a dark house. You're like, how can you find it? The magic DoorDash fare will come and deliver your food. It's kind of the same thing, like you're trying to find people. We're the last thing they think about. They order food, forget, do whatever, and then you get there like, oh, I order food. You're like, yeah, you order food. Like, why?
Yeah.
And sorry.
Like, if you get to the location and it says that it won't, like, so the customer will be notified, like Shanna said, when you're 3 minutes away or whatever it is, but the driver won't until the customer's within 100 meters of the drop site. I mean, look, isn't that just like if you get to a dark park at night, isn't that like a setup to be killed? Because all the customer has to do is leave the car and the phone and turn it off and just be there and it won't even register them as there. And
because really 100 meters, like,
come on. Yeah, I mean, or what if they're just 105 meters away at the park and they did drop the pin right where they are and they're like, why aren't you finding me? And you're like, why isn't your location up?
Do like 5 more steps and I'll find you.
I don't know. To me, this feature is just, it's stupid. It's not. And it launched in all cities. This isn't a test. This is in 11,000 cities in 6 continents.
Well, I'll but be they, staying but away from the beach area during the summer because there's no way to, like, if you take an order and like, say it gets delivered on like the coastline, like there's no way to honestly tell if you're delivering to the actual beach or if you're actually delivering to someone's houses because houses are on the beach. So
yeah.
I know, not happening. I'm sorry.
But you see, but this is why in this case you would actually see
I have a flashlight. I did a video on
that
it.
They're on the
beach. I have a flashlight.
What? You would actually see that they're on the beach though.
Yeah, no, still not happening. I'm not doing it.
Right, she's but yeah, this, no, this is a, I'm it, guessing but. It's what I'm picturing. It's a very crowded beach. There's people everywhere.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. You see 1,000 people and it's like, I'm right there. Where?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I had one of my very first orders I ever did. And I didn't know anything about what I was doing. It was actually, I think it was DoorDash, maybe it was Uber Eats. I can't remember. Anyway, so the person puts actually an address to a house, and it was a block, like three houses from the beach, and it was 4th of July weekend. And I go and I pull up to the house, and it was supposed to be a hand it to me. No one's coming to the door. No one's answering. I'm like, where the heck is this person? So I call. She goes, I'm coming. I'm on the beach. And I just put a random person's address so it would get delivered close to the beach. And I'm like, are you kidding me? She goes, can you walk like to the beach on the boardwalk down the? I'm like, no. You have 5 minutes to get here. It'll be dropped on the sidewalk. Have a good day.
Honestly, why don't they just have a pull-up drop zone?
Yeah.
That allows three cars to temporarily park, and that you have to go there. If you get food on the beach, you have to go to this little drop point or pickup point.
That would make too much sense, Steve.
That's a good idea, but that'd make too much
sense. I mean, even me as a customer, I would do that. I understand that. That would make sense. I'd go, oh, I get that. Why would I make Kim walk through the sand looking for me? Sure, I'll walk up there when I get the alert. She's close.
But that's because you're thinking about others.
On certain beaches, though, like they do advertise like this specific pizza place delivers to the beach. Like they actually have specific places that know how to deliver to the beach, so to speak. I'm just not doing it as any kind of gig worker. You can know. First of all, trying to find parking during the summer? No.
That's why I'm saying like some kind of pull-up where it's not a meter or anything. It's like a little pull-off and there's enough to hold like three drivers at a time. But
Carnifinch is right. Anybody would just park there.
Yeah, they just want their money. Like they just want you to pay for parking. And if you don't pay for parking, then you'll get a parking ticket because there's someone going around every couple seconds giving parking tickets away. So no, not happening.
Yeah, probably especially season.
Option was in rideshare since 2017, it says.
What's that?
They've had this option in the ride, like on the rideshare side since 2017.
Oh yeah. And I have like when I was doing rideshare here, like I've been able to since 2017 as a driver, I've been able to share with Max, my son, where I am. Like he can in real time watch me.
Mm-hmm.
See, he always can pull open and see where I am. They've always had share my location. They've had the location stuff for rideshare for a while, but for this, it makes no sense. I didn't know how many. I mean, there must be tons of sketchy drop locations if this is a thing.
I just find it funny that they don't have it here.
Right, it's in every market, all 11,000 except for Quebec. I just think that's pretty funny.
Quebec's very different.
Right. Yeah. Actually. So. So I got one last thing here tonight. This is a customer asks if DoorDash's method to get extra tip is unprofessionally. And they went to Reddit. Did you guys see this?
I actually saw that.
Yeah. Okay. So the person, she had to go to Reddit to see if this was like, is this weird? And what happened was, after delivering, this is on DoorDash. The person, you know, so it said, you know, you got the DoorDash alert that came up to the customer that said, how did you like your order from Aldi? And then beneath it, it says message from your Dasher and it says, hello. And it shows the like, you know, celebration avatar. And it says, it's my birthday today. If you'd like to add a special touch, you can leave me a tip. You can leave a tip for your Dash driver on the Cash App. And they put their Cash App info in.
No.
Yeah. And so then there were all these Reddit replies going, no, that is not normal. Call that in. All the one person had this great response where they said, they actually replied that they had that happen to them. They said, what I did was I took their Cash App info and I requested $25 from them.
That's a good one. That's a real good one.
It's referred to as tip begging, by the way. It actually has a term. That's and it's crazy. Like there's a quote here from another Reddit user, the tip begging is getting ridiculous. Like I didn't know it was so prominent.
Yeah, that's a
see, it's people like that give like normal drivers like all of ourselves like a really bad name. Like wonder why people don't want to tip. It's because they get experiences like that and they don't want to tip. And someone who used to be like a huge tipper, like which would tip like $20-$30, now it's going to go down to $5 because of a bad apple that thinks every driver is like this. And that's vicious cycle.
I didn't know people were, I mean, like I was just reading about, I mean, there was another article I thought I had pulled up, but I guess I don't, where they now have the AI in there too. So they can, you know, they're seeing like if the customer is getting threatening or if the dasher is getting threatening, and they'll deactivate you upon any kind of bad texting back and forth. And I would think like anything Cash App would just flag that. Okay, that's bad. Deactivate.
Yeah.
You would think.
Like, why don't they just put that automatic? What are they watching for then?
I don't know.
I have a gun and I'm going to shoot you? Like, yeah, I mean, like a direct threat should get you deactivated too. I don't know.
I will say DoorDash is one of the only ones that I know of that they can read every text message you send and every in-app message you send, because a couple of years ago I had a customer cursing at me through in messaging because she got something wrong in her order and it was sealed bag and she was like going after me. So I called support and they said, hold on, we'll pull up the chat. And they were able to pull up the chat, saw exactly what was happening, and they took care of it on their end. So, but the same thing happened to me on Grubhub and they couldn't even pull up the text message or message itself. So I'm like, what good are you?
I think Uber can, because I had a customer cuss at me saying there's like free, I was like, do you, I picked up the order and I was like 2 minutes later, like F you and I don't want my order. I'm like, whoa. I was like, well, I took their food, it was delicious, but still.
When did the delivery game get so violent, man?
I'm like, what is your problem? I said, have a nice day.
You know, bring it. Like,
the funny thing with Grubhub is like I reported it and they had me fill out a form and all the information I had. And I actually had a voicemail of this person calling me a, I won't say what they said because it's bad. And then they texted me the same thing. And I filed it. I sent everything that I had. And like weeks later, I got the same customer again. So not only did I not do anything about the customer, I got the customer again. I'm like, oh no, I'm not doing it.
Well, I mean, that just, you know, A, they should, I mean, I'm almost glad that you did because it proves the point. Because honestly, that person should, I mean, look at, we get deactivated for nothing.
Yeah.
Or nothing at all. Like you could, I mean, like I've even said in the past, some people don't even work a certain day and they're, you were deactivated from Tuesday. I didn't even work Tuesday. I didn't even turn the app on. How was I deactivated? It makes no sense. And then they give you nothing more, but it's like, you won't even get rid of the customer who you've seen they threatened somebody.
Yeah.
Like not only did they say, don't deliver to Kim anymore, and add a function like that in, but they're allowing it to go to anybody at all?
Yeah. I literally sent them the screenshot of the text and the audio file of the voicemail. And then weeks later, I'm like, are you kidding me? First of all, how did I get that customer again? Like, she shouldn't even be like on my account as someone I could even, like, if you took harassment seriously, I wouldn't be able to even have her as a customer. She should have been kicked off.
Yeah.
She probably changed her name just a little bit.
Yeah, and she could change her email, right?
Change her email.
It was all the same. Nope. Same address, what? Same name, everything.
Horrible.
Yeah, no.
So they did nothing about it.
No.
So hold on real quick here. So because we're doing some news here. So Gagan, are you saying that the mayor, so he's talking about Minneapolis. I don't know if you guys are following this, but Uber and Lyft are supposed to pay these ridiculous rates. We've talked about the rates before. I'm all for a solution, but the rates are really high. And Uber and Lyft have again done what they did in California, and they've said, we'll leave if you do it. So it's to go into effect May 1st, and they've said in California, it came down to that midnight hour, and they were going to leave. So, I mean, they've said, we'll leave. And so now he's saying that they... Are you saying that it passed finally? Because if the council overrid the mayor's veto, then you're saying that it went into effect? That'll be interesting. I mean, we've been waiting. Gary and I have been saying this forever. We've been waiting for a city to like push them to their limit when they say we'll leave. Now we want to see, like, will you leave?
I actually, because I wouldn't mind seeing it happen, to be honest with you. Like, if they really want to make a stance, like, it would be nice to see them actually make a stance and not just threaten and put out words.
To be honest, I don't know how they would stay. I mean, I was looking at the numbers, and I'm all for better pay and treating drivers, right? But, I mean, this was asking for, I think we even talked about this back. You know, this was like, remember I gave you, like, the, if you lived 50 miles from the airport, you were going to make, like, we did the math. With this, you were going to make, like, $120 an hour as a driver without tip, just on their basis.
What the
yeah, the per minute was like 50-60 cents, and then the per mile was like $1.20. So it was like, dude, this is not gonna, this won't work, because it, you know, if you're gonna make 120, Uber's gonna charge 200 at least,
yeah, for the customer,
at least, if not 240, because they at least I mean, they usually make more than half. So I mean, 240-250, I mean, at what point is that ride just not worth it?
No.
But, oh, thank you, Thomas. Appreciate that. The same survey that that we're talking about, though, like this I found interesting, too. So in this same Reddit thread about the same stuff, a 2023 survey that they did, it was bank rate. It was a bank rate survey. I don't know what that is, but found that. So I'll start the other way. 83% of baby boomers always tip. 35% of Gen Zers always tip. At a sit-down restaurant. At a sit-down restaurant, only one-third of Gen Zers are tipping.
What?
I don't know. And so, and it said, when it comes to food delivery services like DoorDash, only 31% of Gen Zers are tipping every time.
And that's what our food's called.
I always get the Gens mixed up. Gen so Z is the
You and I are not Gen Z.
Oh, I we're far from Gen Z.
I'm not the one in front of us.
Z is 1990s to early 2010.
Okay. What are we, X? Are we X, Steve?
We're not baby boomers. Or is baby boomers the same as X? I don't know.
No, we're the generation after baby boomers.
We're like the last cool one. Everything sucks after us.
Hey.
It goes downhill quickly.
Hey, hold up. Some Gen Zers.
But the, I mean, I'm just shocked, you know, again, like it's talking about tipping culture and how we're like the last one really with the tipping culture, even though you can tip around the world. But I mean, if that is the case, we are moving to a no tip society anyway. So they're going to have to figure this out. You know,
well, we could see it, but it's also because like a lot of people just take it too far though. Now, like with everything, there's like a, would you like to leave a tip? Like, why are we going to that point now?
Don't get me started on going to a restaurant and it says, do you want a tip? I'm like, no. It was
like,
your job.
I came you here to pick up my food.
You have hourly rates to make the food. Why am I tipping additional? Now, if it's a restaurant, I'm sitting down and then I'm getting the delivery, it's a luxury. But if making my food and get an hourly wage, that's what you're supposed to do anyway. I'm not tipping extra. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've worked in the service industry, I'll tell you this. I'm no matter what, I'm tipping 20%. I might never come back, but I'm going to tip. If I sit down and eat, I don't care. You could have thrown my food at me. Well, maybe not. But
so
everything short of that, I'm tipping you. You're going to get a tip.
Even if you pick it up yourself?
No, I'm like saying sit down restaurant.
Sit down, yeah.
Not sit down.
I'm talking about sit down with the worst service, though. I'm still tipping.
Okay.
I just might not ever come back.
Yeah, I'm a tip. We're talking about like McDonald's or something, or Timmy's, good old Tim Hortons. If they put that, when they put that screen around and say, do you want a tip? I'm like, no, it's your job to do the food. I'm not doing it. But yeah, okay. Sit down. It's a luxury.
Just real quick, because I Googled it. So Gen X is from 1965 to 1980. So we're Gen X, Steve.
Okay. And so Chris said we're boomer too. Is that the same?
No, you're
I'm
Gen
a
X.
Boomer.
No, sorry, Chris.
You're not a boomer. You're Gen X.
You're Gen X.
I'm a millennial.
We're millennials.
So what's a boomer?
You darn millennials. Do you get
boomers the older ones?
Boomers past.
Boomers are before you guys.
Boomers like.
Okay. Yeah. Boomers are before you guys. Boomers are baby boomers are the one generation before us.
Yeah. So then what falls in between X and Z?
Millennials.
That's us.
Millennials.
That's us.
Okay, so millennial only had a short period.
Yeah, it's really short.
It's like 8 years, I'll and then Google like it. The others are like 20.
80. I was in 89, so I think it's 90. I think it's like 80.
It's 1982 to 1994.
Yeah, it's not long.
Okay. Dang.
Oh, so yeah. Wait, so Rick's saying that 44 to 65. Oh, but
Gen, just so you know, Gen Y is the same thing as millennials.
God, this is confusing.
It says Gen Y.
This is like the DoorDash tier system. You know, like now I'll know mine, but if you guys were to quiz me on the rest, I'd have to really think now. Like, okay. I'm X. Okay. I'm X done.
I'm X. But,
I guess I got it down now. Millennials are after X from 84 to or 82 to 94, and then 94 to 2010 is Z. And then before X alpha is boomers. And what's alpha. 2010 to current?
Alpha.
Okay.
So like Kim, your daughter, my daughter, like our children are alpha.
I don't think I
but like my that. Son is 2006, so he's like the end of Z.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's going to be a non-tipper.
Yeah.
What are you doing over there, Jen? Gen X not teaching him how to tip.
I mean, well, technically, horrible.
It's not. Yeah, it is the Gen X's fault. Yeah.
Yeah, it is the Gen X's fault. Teach him how to tip.
Well, my son will tip. If 1/3 of the people tip, he'll be the one.
Well, my daughter's not old enough, but she will learn how to tip. Yeah, don't you worry.
Oh, yeah, my children already know how to tip.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, unless they get rid of it. I mean, maybe that's, you know, part of the plan is just to keep pushing it in the schools and everything. It's like, oh, yeah, you don't need to tip anymore. And
I'm telling you, schools need, like, in health, they need, like, life lesson health. Like, they need to learn how to tip properly. They need to learn. I feel like, am I old by saying this? Like,
no, I've always, Kim, I've always said, I literally think in somewhere in your senior year, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you're going to be a brain surgeon. You already know it. And you have your life mapped out. You have to do 3 months of service industry or something.
Yeah. Like they should
work learn, it
like,
so you understand
how to do an interview, how to dress for an interview.
Like a life skill
they
class.
Need life lessons that they're not learning in school. I mean, granted, yes, I think it's up to the parents, but you know, what happens to those kids who actually need that guidance that don't get it at home? Like, I think it's so important. I mean, they don't even have, oh God, I'm probably going to date myself. They don't even have home ec anymore.
I know.
It's horrible. I used to know. I know I saw a button and I would do a whole bunch of stuff. That's so low.
Yeah, I know. They don't have home ec.
Nope. This is why we homeschool.
Well, maybe they have a different. Maybe it's called something else, or it's like half.
No, they don't have home ec.
It's like, I mean, Max didn't take any home ec.
Have anything?
Yeah. But I can honestly say they forced me to take home ec. I didn't learn anything, and it was all cooking. I don't know if it's always all cooking, but it was all cooking.
No.
But now I know how to cook really well.
You didn't sew like a button or sew a pair of pants.
Yeah,
when I went to home ec, you learned how to sew. You learned how to cook. You learned how, like, the different foods. Like, it was like a whole life lesson on basics.
Yeah.
No, ours was just cook. Maybe our teacher was lazy. I don't know.
Maybe.
Yeah, teacher was lazy.
That was back. I mean, this is pre-technology. So, I mean, you could get away with a lot as a teacher. Like, this is all you're supposed to learn. Okay. Are you sure? Like, no. Sweet.
We made pillows. I remember my home ec class. That was fun.
Yeah. And like in my day, every single student had to take home ec. It wasn't even an option.
It wasn't
like,
an option. Had to take it.
Yeah. That's weird because, you know, some mechs, well, here's something that just so you people realize this is a thing because I was blown away. Max, to graduate from high school, you have to apply for financial aid.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
Like
you have to apply for financial aid, even if you're not going to college.
What do you mean you have?
You have to. If like you don't, they don't let you graduate.
Like doing the FAFSA for like college? Or like
you have to. School? I think it's so that you see that you could go to college and get way into debt.
What? That's a whole episode by itself.
Like, why would you bring this up at the end?
We were talking about the school. We brought it back to school. It was like a school sandwich. It started in the beginning and it's ending now.
I do not understand. What do you?
I think really it is about, it's to show them, hey, listen, this is, look at how much money you'd get if you go to college. But they're not processing. Look how much money, look how many people are screwed by going to college.
Exactly. You're about to make me make a reaction video to your channel now.
to the video you're in?
Yep.
Why don't you just react right now?
This is ridiculous.
Oh, no, I'm
going to
go on a rant. We ain't going to be here all night.
Oh. But yeah, that's, I mean, Max told me, I was like, and I said, bullshit. I said, no way. I said, on some level, that has to be illegal.
It has to be.
And so he was like, no. And he showed me, I looked into it. It is a fact. He has to apply or he can't graduate.
This is ridiculous. Hey, John.
That's what happens when you, hey, what's up, John? What is,
We miss you.
Yeah, fast.
What does that mean? I'm old. What does that mean?
It's like what you, it's what you have to use to apply to go to, like, for financial aid. It's called the FAFSA. They made it. It's like the all your millennials together, and like it's a disaster.
Did I get that right? Is John a millennial? He probably is.
He's most likely one. Yeah.
Yes. See, there's Thomas. Like, same thing. Like that, Thomas. That's what I said. I'm telling you, Denver public schools require you. I don't know if it's all of them, but I would imagine it is because he's in DPS. But his school requires you to graduate. You have to apply for financial aid.
That's crazy.
It's something they need you to go through the process of.
Dave Ramsey.
To me, I'm thinking, dude, that's so disturbing, because what about those people who are going to a trade school, or even not that? What about the people who are just not going to go to college and they know it? Why would you make them apply for financial aid?
I'm telling you, if I can give, I'm not going to give advice because I don't want to give wrong advice to young kids. But if I had to do it all over again, like if I didn't know what I wanted to be, which I did know what I wanted to be when I went into college, but if I didn't, like I would go into trade school just to learn a trade until I really figured it out.
Yep.
Or go to a community college until I really honestly knew what I wanted to do. So I wasn't. Or I'm not.
And that's what, and I mean, I've told Kim this, and I think I've told Cheyenne too, but that's what I'm doing with that. That's what Max is doing. He's taking a gap year because when he graduates, he'll be 17 till September. So he's very much on the young side too, but he's got a job as a lifeguard and he didn't know what he wants to do. So I definitely don't want him getting into like some financial aid trap and going to some college, even if it's for a year and owing that year.
Yep.
Yeah. See, like I knew exactly what I wanted to do, like, and I was adamant about what I was going to do. So I was specifically looking at schools that I knew was going to be good for my stuff. But
So, I mean, people, make sure that you check this stuff. I mean, like I only know this because I have a kid who's graduating this year. I wouldn't know this, obviously. If I didn't have a kid, I wouldn't know this. And if he was like in fifth grade, I probably wouldn't know this.
That's scary.
Like, it's just not something, it's something that like we just found out about it. Like, he didn't know about it until February.
Now,
last month.
Do you think this is the Department of Education or is this the school district?
But how do things like this pass? Like, wouldn't this be something that, you know, you guys would have to discuss or something, or be in the public, or no? Like, someone
like,
just
there
decides.
Should have been a meeting or something that should let the parents know. Like, there should have been school board meeting, say, hey, we're having this new policy, X, Y, and Z, and the parents should have been. I doubt it. I'm sure it's some backroom deal somewhere, like everything. But we're not going to get into that tonight.
I think most people know this. Like, I mean, it's not just my district. Our public school, when you live in a big public school district like Denver or Kansas City or probably all of our markets, the superintendent makes some horrible decisions. I don't even know how some of it seems to be like you just said, Yost, like passed on the weekend, mm-hmm. like behind closed doors.
I don't know whether John is still here, but is John seeing Spark Scammer since we're so close to the border?
Well, I know
exactly,
that.
Exactly, Gigan.
I know that Aaron is. Uber Lyft Phoenix, when he made that video about Spark, he said You know, he's outside of Phoenix too. And so he was saying that they're carding people finally. So, but yeah, I mean, here's Giggins, right. I mean, so Max has to share my income.
That's crazy.
So if you're a good parent, don't give it to your kid. You're like, no, insane. I'm not giving you that crap. You can, I told Max, I said, listen, if you want to make a stand, because he hasn't got to the part where he's had to ask me for that yet, because we will have a discussion there. But I already said it. Listen, if I were you, I'd make a stand. I said, and if you do, I'll go to bat for you. I will. I said, I 100% guarantee you'll graduate and you do not have to do this. Again, he's under that impression, but that's not what they told me. And look, and so he showed me things and I did see. Yes, I see what you're saying. But I'm telling you, I will go cause such a problem. You will graduate.
Yes.
I will. You know, I will go down there and I'll say he's graduating and he's not going to apply for financial aid. And I'll stare at him till they say, yes, he's graduating and he doesn't have to do that.
That's ridiculous.
Now, can you please film that so we can see it? I'm just kidding. No, fight the power, man.
I have to, yeah. Actually, I'll live stream it. I'll tell him you're being live streamed. I'm curious to know where you get off saying this.
That can't be legal.
That cannot be legal.
Well, if it's not legal, they wouldn't do it.
Well, you can also threaten, you know, state representatives that can actually back you up.
But everybody should be able to say this. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, to me, again, I think we're all on the same, all of us anyway, I think the chat too, we're all on the same page. That's like, this is no way that should be a thing. Like, and they should not be like in February, like when he's graduating 3 months from now saying, hey, listen, you got to get your financial aid forms in order. Well, I don't need it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to be working. You still have to do it or you can't graduate. Like, come on. This enough. Enough playtime. You know, we got to get back to like real world stuff here. Enough of this, like they parent the kids and they're. I mean, everybody hears these stories, but I wonder if you guys know how real it is. I know some of you might have kids already out of high school. I'm telling you, it's crazy now. It's crazy. I don't know. I'm not for it. I told him to fight it. But if he, you know, whatever makes him happy, I'm not going to provide my financials. If it comes, I'll just say I make $10 million a year and I'll write it on the phone. I'll say I make $10 million a year and I'll even put a note on there. He doesn't need financial aid. This is stupid. That's what I'll put in my information notes. Or I'll draw a middle finger. You know? And I'll sign it.
I'll make it very clear. Or put $1. Yeah. You only make $1 and that's it.
You know, it's been a bad year begging by the highway. So, like, what do I declare or what do I make? Because pimping ain't easy. I mean, absolutely, I'm making a joke of this thing if I have to do anything with it. So.
That's the quote of the night. Pimping ain't easy.
Pimping ain't easy. Hey, they make a lot of money. I'm not going to get started on that train. Sorry.
Well, I'll just end with pimping ain't easy, right? That's probably the best place to go tonight.
That was great.
Send it right now. Pimpin' ain't easy.
Pimpin' ain't easy.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. People watching on the replay. And thank you, everybody. And be safe, earn smart, and be good to each other. And don't be stealing Walmart orders and stuff.